Hare Krishna. I was away for a while, so I was able to hear all the lectures. Just came in at the end of that day when my wife was talking. In Vrindavan, love of God is mentioned in the scriptures. That love of God is found within the dust of Vrindavan. This isn't by coming to Vrindavan and rolling in the dust. That dust is Chaitanya because every particle of that dust has been blessed by the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Vrindavan is also the abode of the Lord in this world. And that abode is not different than the Lord. So the entire Vrindavan Dham is permeated with what is Chaitanya dust. Srila Prabhupada said that dust is not ordinary dust, but that dust can fulfill all of one's spiritual desires. So when one goes to Vrindavan, one takes the opportunity to put the dust of Vrindavan on their head, rub it on their body, and receive the mercy of the Dham in that form. When one goes to Mayapur Dham, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is a means for purifying the heart and awakening one's love of God. The Holy Name is powerful. And it's the Yugadana in this age. It's the means for self-realization. It's the platform of complete perfection and happiness. And it's the essence of our Krishna conscious practice. But Jagannath Puri is a special feature there. That one who goes to Jagannath Puri, the holy Dham of the Supreme Personality of God and Lord Jagannath, can get the mercy of the Lord simply by the process of eating. Pretty good. Simply, the Lord Jagannath Prasadam is sought after by all great souls as the most relishable of all forms of mercies that the Lord can get. So powerful. So the question is, who's more merciful? Because we always say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme perfection of mercy and his appearance and his teachings and his activities. But Jagannath, simply by taking Jagannath prasadam, one can achieve the love of God. So how auspicious and how sacred is this festival of Jagannath Rath Yatra? Simply by seeing this festival, simply by partaking the prasadam here associated with the devotees, and just seeing the cart, one can immediately perfect their life. And it's always wondered by Maharaj to say, the Lord has come to give his mercy. And the mercy is here, but the mercy is also available according to how strong the desire is to receive the mercy. Mercy is always given. And when we speak of the Lord, we speak of the Lord in the form of his mercy. His name is his mercy, his prasadam is his mercy, his devotees, the association with the devotees is his mercy, the process of serving him is his mercy. His presence in this form of his deity is his mercy. But how much we can appreciate that mercy and take advantage of that mercy is how much that mercy makes a difference in our lives. And so, coming to this Rath Yatra festival means to get an opportunity to take a lot of mercy. And then take that mercy and keep it within our hearts and practice it. The inspiration that comes by these festivals should carry on in our lives in such a way that we make this mood our mood, the mood of devotion in everything we do, whether it's our jobs, working from day to day, associating with the material energy, taking care of family responsibilities, which are something multi-dimensional, so many things, and it's in order to keep the family together, to keep the family happy, keep the family, within the needs of the family, so many things. But life is not about these things. This is not life, to be working and moving and friendly. It's to evolve us. That's found in other species of life, lower than the human beings. So the real purpose of life is to receive the Lord's mercy and to purify our life in such a way that the Lord becomes a very important part of our life. Not important, but the essence of our life's activities. So in order to inspire us to make that mercy more and more our life's goal, the Lord comes in His form as Lord Jagannath Baladeva and Devi Sukhanda to perform their pastimes. This is the Lord's pastime. It's a very intimate, very sweet pastime. So in this room, Bhagavan Maharaj has narrated some of the intimate aspects of this pastime as Lord Chaitanya performed it in Jagannath's glory. But this pastime is going on constantly. Wherever the Lord is performing this pastime, because the Lord is absolute. So we're actually coming to this is Rathyatra. It's Rathyatra. Why? Because we're Jagannath. So all the mercy that is available by seeing the Lord, by pulling the card, by chanting His holy name, by taking the Lord's prasadam, associating with the Lord, it's fully available in this Rathyatra festival here in Chicago. So, we should be inspired by these festivals and take these things within our heart and take our life another step higher in our spiritual practice. What can I take with me and bring with me and gain from this festival that will bring me closer to Krishna, bring me closer to His service? And then that is, of course, just by being here is so much mercy. We want to always move forward in life. Life is about learning. Life is about experiencing. Life is about purifying our existence. Because purification of the heart, purification of existence, reveals the Lord within our life more and more. So this is not the exercise. This is very auspicious. Srila Prabhupada, the founder of Acharya, the Hare Krishna movement, spiritual master of everyone, has put so much, how we say, emphasis on this festival. And Prabhupada personally took part in these festivals. He sat at the cart. Many times he got off the cart and danced in front of the cart. In 1960, I think it was 69, in 1960, Prabhupada danced the whole way. The whole, and it was short, it was more than a mile. Prabhupada danced the whole way, constantly. And the devotees were having difficult times to do that with Prabhupada. He was so enthusiastic. And his dancing was both an inspiration for others and at the same time he was expressing his own love for the Lord. How much Prabhupada took part in these festivals. So he wanted this to happen regularly. As Prabhupada Maharaj mentioned, beginning of his lecture, he's been to three already this year. And Rathyatra goes on all year. Not only in the warm weather in our section of the world, but in other parts of the world it's going on in the southern hemisphere. The devotees are having it in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, and other parts of the world. It's become a worldwide event. And Lord Jagannath has become, is being known as the Lord of the Universe, which is actually His name. His universal glories are being spread throughout this world. So, thank you all for coming, and please continue to be inspired in the rest of this afternoon. And Chad, dance, have a nice time. And take the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord and the devotional service. Thank you very much. Shiva Prabhupada, Kiyan.